नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। गौतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 20 वर्स नंबर 23 द डायनेस्टी ऑफ पुरु। पितर्यु परते सोपी चक्रवर्ती महायशः महिमा गीयते तस्य हरेरंश भुवो भुवि। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परफोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड व्हेन महाराज दुष्मंत पास्ड अवे फ्रॉम दिस अर्थ His son became the emperor of the world, the proprietor of the seven islands. He is referred to as a partial representation of the supreme personality of Godhead in this world. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 10.41 it is said, Yad yad vibhuti mat satvam srimad urjitvam evacha तत्तत् एवा गच्छत्वं मम तेजोम अंश संभवम। एनीवन एक्स्ट्राऑर्डिनरीली पावरफुल मस्ट बी कंसिडर्ड अ पार्शियल रिप्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ द ऑपुलेंस ऑफ द सुप्रीम गॉड हेड। देयरफॉर व्हेन द सन ऑफ महाराज दुष्मंत बिकेम द एम्परर ऑफ द एंटायर वर्ल्ड ही वॉज सेलिब्रेटेड इन दिस वे। सो दिस पर्टिकुलर स्टोरी इज कमिंग टू एन एंड। The next the narration is in beginning. I was supposed to speak yesterday. I'll speak a few words about yesterday's verse also. It was mentioned in yesterday's verse that the son delivers his father from the punishment of hell called Put. That's why the son is called Putra. Putrayate iti Putraha. According to this principle, when there is a disagreement between the father and mother, it is the father and not the mother who is delivered by the son. But if the wife is faithful and firmly adherent to her husband, when the father is delivered, the mother is also delivered. So there is a point of surrender and service involved in this principle. By the law of the nature and the Lord, if the son is a devotee and he is sincerely worshipping the Lord, and if he gives Agni to his father, the father may get liberated by the power of devotion of his son. And if the mother, that is the father's wife, is surrendered in service to the father, then because she is supposed to get 50% of the benefit of the father's and his husband's spiritual life and advancement, she also gets delivered. So the point of connection to the Lord's mercy is always through service. We'll have to understand this, that even chanting when we do as a service to the Lord, to please the Lord, the fullest benefit is available. Without connection of service, without the way of service, we cannot be connected to the Lord. So this is the principle that is mentioned here. And all of us who are aspiring devotees should always understand that our protection from the three modes of material nature and from the Maya, that is the power of the Lord, is our connection to the Lord through service. And that is something like a vaccine. In our medical science, when you are in the epidemic area of a disease and you get a vaccine in your body, you can move around in the epidemic area freely without getting affected by the disease of that epidemic. So similarly, we are in the material world where three modes of material world are very, very active upon us. Anytime we can be smashed and knocked down. And if we want to be really protected, our protection is service. We chant 2 hours a day, and that may be offered as service to please the Lord, But remaining 22 hours of the day also we need to be connected at the level of consciousness. So many of us work, we are fortunate to work in a spiritual project, but many of the devotees have to work outside, which is not directly spiritual. So if our heart in consciousness is surrendered in service to the Lord, that we offer the fruits of our work to the Lord, we remain connected, and that way we can remain protected or vaccinated against the influence of the material modes of nature. In this verse, it is explained that anyone who shows extraordinary power must be considered partial representation of the Lord. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. Anyone who is seen to be performing great, powerful, inconceivable, unimaginable spiritual activities is to be considered as the incarnation of the Lord, empowered, Shaktiavesh Avatar. For a particular purpose, the Lord sometimes empowers a particular living entity. And because of that, the soul is seen to be performing most extraordinary work, which is inconceivable by normal material standards. Srila Prabhupada also, he went abroad, and the way people were influenced by him, when I was in Los Angeles, some people told me the story, what they had seen, that Prabhupada was sitting outside the temple in the gallery, facing the east, sun was coming, and he was chanting, and people who were walking on the road, they saw Prabhupada's chair was in the air, and he was effulgent like sun while chanting his rounds. The devotees first thought they are in dream, so they told somebody else, and they also thought the same thing. And many things like that. Many people, when they walked, they saw Prabhupada walking, they saw an effulgent aura around him while he was walking with his fellow devotees and disciples. So this is, Prabhupada influenced people's consciousness through all means, through words, through his example, through his darshan, through his compassionate glance, through his writing books, through his establishing temples, through his training devotees, through every single means, Prabhupada caused transformation in the hearts of devotees, which is impossible for any ordinary soul. You know, many people tried to imitate Prabhupada from some other sampradayas, but they were a miserable failure. Even before Prabhupada, many people had gone, and they had thought that without eating, you know, without compromising the principles, and without allowing them to drink tea and coffee, and without, you know, making the whole principles mild, we will not be able to preach. And they came back actually, because they, even then they could not be successful. And Prabhupada maintained strictest of principles, never, you know, compromised with anything. But still, so many people became his followers. Maharishi Yogi also was worried. He said, Prabhupada, you should take rest. You should not preach so much. You are not so healthy. He was worried because the force of purity was so much, you know. The purpose, the purity of purpose was so strong that the hearts had to wait influenced. We also have our Gurudev's example, that Prabhupada, so much of compassion, looked deep into his eyes. And actually won his heart completely, bought his heart, purchased. So this was Prabhupada's purity, and that's why it has to be understood that we don't proclaim that he was Shaktiavesh Avatar of Krishna, but we understand that he is specially empowered soul. To do a specific work as per the Bhavishyavani of Thakur Bhaktivinoda and many others. So various kinds of incarnations are there. Of course, we will discuss about, as I was told, to speak on the appearance of Radha Raman Dev. We'll speak on that. All of us had gone to South India Yatra. We know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very mercifully stayed for 4 months at the house of Venkata Bhatta. We had the fortune of staying there also for 4-5 days in 2005 and this time also. Very, very beautiful house. It's a long house, beginning with one room and a big temple hall, and the deities of Sri Rangam, Bhudevi, Sri Devi, Kasturi Ranganath, another murti, in a nice temple room, a nice lamp burning all the time. Then you have a well in the house, then you have a kitchen in the house, then you go ahead, there is a cow shed in the house, then you have all the washing areas. Very long and beautiful old house, and Murali Bhattar had told us that they had maintained this house as it was, except for painting, nothing they had changed. So you can say about almost 500 years, more than 500 years. Because Venkat Bhatta already was an elderly man and he had Gopal Bhatta as his son also. So it was in 1510 that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there. And we just celebrated the 500th anniversary of that event. And there Gopal Bhatta Goswami served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a young boy. He was very, very greatly attracted to Mahaprabhu Chaitanya. Prabodhananda Saraswati, Venkata Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta. The three of them will sit down with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu whole night discussing about Krishna's wonderful pastimes. And in the daytime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would perform Sankirtan around the Srirangam temple. After 4 months, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started departing to go to next destination, Gopal Bhatta Goswami wanted to leave. He was Gopal Bhatta at the time, of course not Goswami. He wanted to leave with him only. But Mahaprabhu Chaitanya ordered him that you stay with your parents, serve them nicely. When they leave this world, then you can come to Sri Vrindavan Dham and we will meet there. So patiently to follow the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stayed till his parents departed, Venkata Bhatta and his mother. I mean his mother, Venkata Bhatta's wife. And then he went to Vrindavan. At that time, Lord was not in Vrindavan. Lord was in Jagannath Puri. So he was in great separation. Again, what is the importance? Is to follow the instructions given. That way also we remain connected with the Lord. So even the gopis were knowing that Krishna is just, from today's calculation, 11 kilometers away from Vrindavan. But they didn't go to Vrindavan. They didn't go to Mathura to meet him, because that was not the instruction and desire of the Lord. So they remained, although very close to Krishna, but remained in separation for 100 years, but never crossed Jamuna and went to Mathura. So like that, Gopal Bhatta Goswami could have left and gone to Jagannath Puri and spend time with him. But the order was to go to Vrindavan, so remained in Vrindavan. But he was in great separation, very, very great separation. So much separation, was burning in separation. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his asan, sitting place, and his kopin to him as gift, as mercy. And he would tie the kopin around his head and worship the sitting place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that way, somewhat his separation got pacified, but not completely. He was still crying in separation. And the Lord came and gave him inspiration, a dream, that you go to Nepal, Pashupatinath, and take bath in Gandaki River. And I will give you darshan over there. So with great faith, he left walking all the way to north, took bath in Gandaki River. And at time when he was trying to put his kamandalu in the water and to Arghya, to river, some shaligram shilas entered. You know, all of you may be knowing that the world's shaligram shilas, that whatever we have today, is all available from the bottom of Gandaki River. Somehow there's Lord's very divine arrangement that all the beautiful shaligram forms of the Lord, varieties of form, unlimited forms, unlimited sizes, shapes, weight, you know, Maha Vishnu shaligram shila and Garbhodaka Shai shaligram shila, Damodar shila and Chakra shila and Lakshmi shila and Ganesh shila, and so many wonderful forms of Damodar shilas, or shaligram shilas, are available in Gandaki River. So some of them came in his kamandalu. Now by geographical or physical laws, the stone must sink down. No? It cannot come floating on the surface of the water. But this came. So he thought by chance it must have come. So he dropped him again. Again he dipped his kamandalu. Again few shaligram shilas came in. And again he thought maybe by mistake. So again he threw them back in water. And third time when he did the same activity, 12 beautiful shaligram shilas entered in his kamandalu. And that time a voice spoke from the sky that this is me. I told you, I will be meeting you in Nepal. So please carry these shaligram shilas back in Vrindavan and worship them as non-different from myself. So he obeyed the instruction, he took bath, collected shaligram shilas with great devotion and faith and brought them back to Vrindavan. and started worshipping them. All of us know Shaligram Shilas are worshipped with the water of river, Tulsi and Chandan, and some decorations are done. This is the minimum one can do. And wherever Shaligram Shilas are there, they can be never stopped being worshipped. Anyone of us, anytime, receive Shaligram Shila, we can never stop worshipping it. And one can never take Shaligram Shila on their own. They have to receive it by the arrangement of the Lord. Somebody has to come and offer you, and then a spiritual master or a senior devotees must approve of that we are worthy of worshipping Shaligram Shila, and then we should accept it. And then after accepting it, we can never give up the worship. We have to always carry Shaligram Shila with us, with all the paraphernalia, all the food, all the dry fruits and chandan, and wherever we go, we have to collect tulsi and holy waters and worship them. And also explained that when Shaligram worship is done, great opulence and fame comes to anybody who is worshipping. At the same time, our devotion also multiplies by leaps and bounds. Of course, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was a mendicant, he was a sannyasi, renounced person, and he was obeying the order of the Lord. He was not trying to become famous or wealthy. Nonetheless, he was worshipping with Jamuna water, tulsi and chandan with great devotion. And one of them was called Damodar Shila. Damodar is Lord's baby form. And one day, a rich man came to Vrindavan, and he had a lot of paraphernalia for deities. You know, he had mukots, and he had murlis, he had dresses, ornaments, he had so many anklets and waist belts and bracelets and armlets, everything. And he was distributing to all the Goswamis. He went to Rup Goswami, he went to Sanatan Goswami, he went to everybody, and he was offering them, because all of them had wonderful forms of the Lord. Rup Goswami already had revealed Radha Govindji, and Sanatan Goswami already had received the mercy of Radha Madan Mohanji. But the only Goswami who had no deity of having any form was Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He had only round ball-like Shaligram, which has no arms and no legs and no eyes and nothing. But the rich man came to him also and offered him, "Please, I want to offer you deity paraphernalia." He said, "My Lord doesn't have any form. So what do I do? How do I wear those things?" But he said, "Nonetheless, you must accept, because I am offering to you with great desire. I want to offer you. Please accept it." So he accepted it. And since that day, the desire, the seed was planted in his heart to have the desire to have the Lord having form. He said, "Why not? My Lord also must have form." So every day he was thinking like that. And very soon, Narasingha Chaturdashi came. And Narasingha Chaturdashi, there is a nice function is there, celebration is there. Every temple all over the world, even today, devotees are gathered together, they have the Abhishek of the Lord, and they, without fail, like Braj Bihari Prabhu narrated, without fail they narrate the pastime of the Lord Narasingadev from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the essence of the functions, all the celebrations that we do, festivals. The essence is to revive the pastime, reenact by drama or by speech through Srimad Bhagavatam, and then relive the whole pastime, get the full spiritual benefit, pray to the Lord, offer worship to the Lord, have nice bhoga offered to the Lord, and honor the Mahaprasadam, and perform the Sankirtan of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And this way the festival gets completely fulfilled. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami also celebrated Narasingha Jayanti, and he himself opened the Srimad Bhagavatam and read the whole narration, with this seed being gradually getting fructified in his mind that my Lord should have form. And he came across the discussion that when Prahlad said, he just said that, yes, he is in this pillar also. It is said, Tatkshan, instantly the Lord appeared from the pillar. It was all glorious and ferocious form, causing fear in the heart of demons. Great pleasure to Lord, great pleasure to Prahlad. He appeared breaking the pillar and came out instantly. Prahlad just casually mentioned with firm faith that yes, he is everywhere, so he is there in the pillar also. And when he must have read this pastime several times, but when he read at this time, it just struck him. Wow! The devotee said one word and the Lord completely with all his glories appeared. So why not? Why he cannot appear from the Shaligram Shila also? It's possible. What is impossible for the Lord? He's Abhigya Swarat. He can do anything. If he can take an incarnation beyond the 84 lakhs of species that he has created, you know, new unique species. Hiranyakashipu was also wondering, I didn't know this kind of species are existing. Half man, half lion. So what he cannot do? He can do anything. He can just break his laws made by own himself and do everything which is most glorious. So he can appear from Shaligram Shila also. Again, his desire became very strong. And that day, he closed his scripture and put the Lord to rest, you know. And what the, how the Shaligram Shilas are rested? Then we remove the chandan and everything. And you nice put a nice handkerchief, nice cloth on that. Request the Lord to rest. Bow down. And the Lord goes to rest. So he did the same thing for 12 Shaligram Shilas. He offered nice prayers and he went to sleep. And when he woke up next morning, he saw a surprise. One of the Shila, he had put a cloth that has raised in the sky above the level of Shaligram Shila. So he was like very curious. He ran to Jamuna. He took bath. He did his morning rituals, put tilaks and everything. Immediately chanted the mantra of waking the Lord. And when he removed the raised cloth, he saw a beautiful deity had manifested from the front of Damodar Shila. Beautiful, exactly the texture, the material that was of Shaligram Shila. Very beautifully dark, like we have Srinathji here. Shining, that black is very, very attractive. Shining and very smooth and beautiful arms and limbs have been formed. Everything was so minutely and beautifully and gorgeously developed. You can put hand like this, please, yourself. So he was like this. 12 fingers. That was the size of the deity. And Gopal Ghatoswami was so surprised. He was trembling with ecstasy. And immediately called Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, other senior devotees and wanted to make them see the beautiful manifestation of the Lord. And Rupa Goswami said that this deity of the Lord is so special that his feet are like Madan Mohanji. His Vakshasthal, his chest is like Govindji and his face is like Gopinathji. All the three important darshans of Sri Vrindavan Dham, which are the emblem of our philosophy of Sri Vrindavan Dham, Gaudiya Sampradaya, are manifested in this deity. And Rupa Goswami, being the senior most adored and worshipped and respected, he named the deity as Radha Ramanji. So Radha Ramanji appeared and so one could see the darshan of all the three deities, Sambandha Adidev, and next is what? Abhideya Adidev and Prayojan Adidev. Madan Mohan, Govindji and Gopinathji, all in one deity. And so beautiful. Even today when you go and see, there are two nice teeth coming out of the lips of the Lord. You have seen sometimes? You see Radha Ramanji's photograph very clearly. Very beautiful, shining body, little arms and little jewelry, little flute is there, little crown, but everything is so meticulously dressed, you know. So this happened in 1510, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in Sri Rangam, and in 1552, the Lord Radharamanji appeared. And today also, if you go to Vrindavan, in the lane which joins Radharaman and Gokulanand temple, if you go further than Gokulanand temple, Radharaman temple, immediately after that, a small place comes, which is a small Vedi is there, you know, where Lord is there. And that is the place where actually Radharaman appeared. Gopal Bhatta Goswami used to worship the deity, the Shaligram Shilas over there. That is called as Radharaman Prakatya Sali, the place of the appearance of the Lord there. And immediately next to that, if you go, there is a Samadhi of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So, there is one more deity that reminds me. Yesterday I was speaking to one devotee. It reminds me that there is one place called Narsingapur, near Kolhapur. Many devotees must have gone there. That Narsingha deity is a very huge deity, also has come out from a Shaligram Shila. It's a very amazing coincidence, you know. So now we know two deities which has come out of Shaligram Shila. Anything else? Anybody? Anything else, you know? Deities coming out of Shaligram Shila? I don't know anything. So this is a very wonderful pastime. And we were in Sri Rangam, and a very unique pastime took place there. As I was staying there in the house, Murli Bhattar is the 17th generation from Venkat Bhatta. And Ramesh Chandra Goswami from Nandagam had come in the Yatra. And we were there. So we were discussing. And Ramesh Chandra Goswami said, "You are Gopal Bhatta Goswami. I will tell a pastime to you. How Radharamanji became Gopal Bhatta Goswami one day." So our Ramesh Chandra Goswami started describing the pastime. That when the Lord appeared, naturally, you know, the Lord is appeared, so devotee is so happy. And it's not simple appearance. He had been desiring, and he had been desiring to dress the Lord, and he now has a form of the Lord, he can dress the Lord. So it is like a very intimate personal reciprocation. It is not simple appearance and you start going and worshipping. So he wanted to celebrate. And he was a sannyasi, so he had no money. So he went to many merchants and he borrowed money to celebrate. And it is explained that he did a big Shobha Yatra. Miravanuk, you know, Shobha Yatra. And Lord was taken all the lanes of Sri Vrindavan Dham. And also it was told to me that Gopal Bhatta Goswami is Gunamanjari, if I am not wrong. So many ladies, you know, from the pastime of the Lord, the original ladies, gopis, they also had appeared in the body of a female, ladies. And Gopal Bhatta was in the body of a male. He was a very young man. So there were a lot of difficulties Gopal Bhatta Goswami had faced in Vrindavan. That many of these eternal associates of Krishna who were in the form of ladies wanted to associate with Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who was Gunamanjari but in the form of a male body. And there was opposition, and many of the Brijvasis would stop their daughters to go and associate with this young man, sannyasi. They thought he is alluring them, and many of them would lock their daughters in the house, and many of them would sneak away and run. So in this ceremony of Shobha Yatra, many of them were locked, many of them were opposed, many of them sneaked away, ran away to participate in the Shobha Yatra of Radharaman Dev. And there was a grand celebration, lots of offerings, and lots of beautiful ceremonies, abhishekam, and the ceremony was performed for the full day. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami had promised that I will be returning the money in 15 days' time. So 14 days passed, there was no funds, no Sankirtan movement, no money was coming. So 14th day, night, Gopal Bhatta Goswami could not sleep. He was like, very sad, you know, how would I not keep my word? I have not got, Lord is there, you know, fulfill my desire. I could dress the Lord, I could offer all the jewelry, I could put him flute and put him crown, and such loving exchange the Lord has done with me. How can I not repay the money which I have received from people to observe all these ceremonies? So he had sleepless night. The whole night he was like completely in tears, and so much of shame and so much of guilt was there. Tomorrow morning when I have promised already 15th day, I am not able to pay the money. How will that be? So next day he woke up and he went to all the merchants. And first merchant he went and told, "I am very sorry. Please forgive me, I could not keep my word. I will return your money, give me some more time." The first merchant said, "What, you are joking with us? Yesterday only you came and gave all the money to me." So he said, he just didn't understand. He went to next merchant. He thought that, you know, out of humility, you know, just to give them more time, he's just joking with him. Or they may not like to take the money back, so they are trying to joke. But every merchant said the same thing, that you had just come yesterday, you returned all the money to us. And that time Gopal Bhatta Goswami realized that Lord had taken his own form of Gopal Bhatta Goswami and gone to every merchant and paid the loan back. So when Ramesh Chandra Goswami told this story, Murli Bhattar also got inspired. So I also tell the story to you. How the Lord became Ramanujacharya, how Ranganath became Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya, you know, he would travel and preach, and one Brahmin was there, very thin and poor and trembling with hunger like Sudama, you know. So Ramanujacharya said, "Don't worry, I will send grains to you regularly." And he said that, and he was supposed to give. But he was so busy in his meetings and preaching activities. So he left for his preaching tour and actually forgot to actually arrange, instruct his disciples to send grains to him every day. And after many months he returned. And he saw this Brahmin, you know, nicely chubby and healthy. But he remembered that, I promised him that I would give him food. I mean, send him grains every day. And he was like so sorry. And he said, "I'm very sorry, you know. She's a guru actually. He's a jagat guru in one sense. And a simple Brahmin disciple of his. But he was in a humble position begging pardon, apology from him. Please forgive me. He said, every day you are coming to my house and delivering the grains. So he understood that Lord Ranganath, to keep my word, took my form and delivered the grains every day in the form of myself to this Brahmin. He was overwhelmed. So this stories were told in the house of Venkat Bhatta in front of the deities by two great souls. And I was witness to that. So like that, Radharamanji's deity is very, very special. It is said that because Narasingha Bhagavan also is very special because he immediately responded to the desire of Prahlad. So Radharaman also is very special because he desired, Gopal Bhatta Goswami desired, and Radharamanji immediately responded to that desire. So it's very special if any of you, any of us go there and express sincere desire, spiritual desire, not the desire to have wealth and have to bigger car or bigger flat and some other promotions and all. Maybe if he desires, if he feels it is good for you, he may give, but there's no guarantee. But if you but if you desire something spiritual, he will be 100% fulfilling that desire. This was told to us by Gurudev when we went to Vrindavan the first time. So Radharaman deity is meant for fulfilling devotee's desire. And if you read the book Journey Home, I'll tell you a small narration in that, how Sri Radharaman Dev Lord is so merciful and instrumental in keeping our Gurudev in India. You all know the story that the visa was expired of Radhanath Swami and he had already applied for extension, and in the ashram of Ban Maharaj, the letter came, the post mail came there, but some of the devotees who received did not inform him, and it just went without reception. And Maharaj was thinking that it will come. But then the letter said that you must report to the authority immediately. And immediately had passed long time back, and the authority was wild. And the authority was like the biggest demoniac personality. He was searching him like mad, and the report came that some very bad person who is authority in this custom area is searching for you desperately, and he's very bad, please avoid him. So then Radhanath Swami would go in this lane and that lane, and hidingly he would do his daily course and everything, somehow not going to on main roads, not going on prominent roads, somehow to avoid. And then it became so intense one day that everybody came to know that there are only two foreigners. One is Asim Krishna and one is Radhanath Swami. And one of them is being chased by one officer. So whole Vrindavan came to know that this officer is chasing this boy. So this boy was told by everybody, be careful, be careful, be careful. He's a very bad guy. He's going to catch you and he's giving a hard time to you. So one day it became very intense. And he said, okay, now there is no escape because somehow I'm going to get caught. So every morning after taking bath near Chirghat, after getting up from sleeping from there, he would take bath, wear the same dress and go to 5 o'clock Mangalarti of Radharaman Dev. So that day, the great anxiety, Radha Swami went to Radharaman Mangalarti at 5 o'clock and prayed to the Lord, if you desire, please keep me in Vrindavan. If I appear now in front of the authority, because my visa is already overdue, expired overdue, and I'm invalid staying in India. So there I'll be banned forever, blacklisted, and I can never come to India again. And if I go like that, I'll be unable, and by whichever way I try, I'll be out of Vrindavan. So if you do something, some miracle or some desire, something, if you are merciful, if you desire so, then I'm at your mercy. So he prayed like that. So only you can save me. And he left Radharaman temple, and there's a lane which joins Radharaman temple through Seva Kunj to Radhavallabh temple. Even today it is there. You come across Rup Sanatan Gaudiya Mart, and then you go all parallel to Jamuna, but in the lanes. And in those days, there's no light, pitch dark in the morning, absolutely. Just because you know the road, you can walk to the road. So he was walking, and suddenly in the middle of pitch darkness, even if you put your finger in your eyes, you can't see anything. In that darkness, an animal came, made some sound, and his sharp teeth entered the calf of Radhanath Swami's right leg. And again the animal made some sound, and He just saw here and there and he couldn't see anything, but only the sound was heard. Maybe it could be a dog, or maybe it could be some wild animal, we don't know. And with that excruciating pain, when he went to the side of the road, sometimes we want to hold the wall and stand and endure the pain. So like that, he went to the wall, put the wall to hand to the wall, but he fell down in the gutter. It's a thick, black, you know, concentrated sewage from Sevakunj area. And the whole body went inside and soiled with all that dirt, along with the wound that was caused by the teeth of the animal. And somehow he managed to crawl out of that sewage. And like that, he walked all the way from there to Radha Vallabh temple. The Mangalarati is at 6 o'clock. So this must have already half an hour, 45 minutes must have gone in this painful event. And the right calf was bleeding blood all throughout the road. And when he entered Radha Vallabh temple, that time there was light. So there was lamps and light was there. And he came there and Radha Vallabh Goswami is his father, who is not there now. The son is there, Radheshlal Goswami. But his father and him received him very well. And they saw that such a wound, and there was a line of blood coming from him, from his feet. So they allowed him to take bath and clean his wound. And then he went to Ghanshyam Baba. Ghanshyam Baba said, "If this may be a mad dog, and you may catch up rabies, and you will get completely mad and berserk, out of control person, and your life, you will die. You have to take treatment." He said, "How can I go and take treatment? I'll be caught by the police officer, custom officer, whatever officer he was." But then he said, they discussed cross, and he also went to that lady, I forgot her name. What is her name? That Mataji, they would regularly sit together, and motherly figure, and the engineer was there, and so many devotees were to do bhajans in the night. Forgot her name, very elderly motherly figure. They also went in the night there and they discussed. They said, "You know, you have to get yourself treated." At the same time, one fellow called engineer came there. And he said that, "I have some contacts in customs. I will put you through right officer and get your visa extended. But you have to treat your leg." So he went to the doctor, crossed the road. And doctor, there was a long pastime, of course. He had to take 14 painful, horrible injections in his abdomen to save him from rabies. And the doctor gave certificate. "Don't worry, I'll give you certificate that if you don't take this treatment, you will die. So his visa has to be extended." So he went with that letter to higher and higher and higher authorities, because everybody rejected that this work is very, you're too much overdue for your visa. So he went ahead and finally met the Home Minister of that time. Still we are not able to find out who is the Home Minister. Are we able to find out? No, not yet trace out. And that Home Minister, it seems that he saw in his eyes, first he said, "No, this is something which is beyond the laws. I cannot do any compromise here." But then he looked into the eyes of Radhana Swami. And somehow, Paramatma spoke in the heart something. His heart melted. And he said, "Yes." He stamped the visa, he says, "Done." And he came back. And that's how he could go back to America in a valid visa. And that's how he could come back. And that's how he is coming again and again today also. So he told us in 1986 Yatra, that it is because of Radharaman Dev's mercy, I am here today with you. Otherwise, he could not be with us. Because, you know, once you go beyond such invalid stay in a country, then you are banned. You cannot do like that. So Radharaman Dev actually arranged all this pastime. A dog to come, whatever, the animal to come, to give a bite and then cause an injury, and then all that injections and this, and then that was the only possible way of extension of visa through medical grounds. So he had to undergo all the pains. So Lord fulfills the desire of the devotees, but it cannot be always guaranteed to be pain-free. When Prahlad got the darshan of the Lord, by instantly saying, "Yes, he's in the pillar also," the Lord appeared. But before that, he had to undergo so much of torture. Physical, mental, emotional, social, familial, all kinds of torture he had to undergo. But then, when we receive the mercy of the Lord, we feel, oh, all those was worth, you know, it was so insignificant. So like that, when the visa was stamped and he could go to America and come back from America again to India, again to remain in Vrindavan, he understood that all those dog bite pain and the 14 injection pains and torture through the authority of the Vrindavan was worth. Because that authority was immediately arrested for his corruption and he was removed from this job. And today, after so many years have passed, 1971 onwards, 150 years have passed, Radhanath Maharaj is still coming here. Radharaman Dev's worship, Prabhupada always mentioned that the worship that they do in Radharaman temple is the best in Vrindavan. The kind of punctuality and the cleanliness and the meticulousness and the details and the particularness of every single activity of Radharaman Dev, Prabhupada always said, you can refer to them for their very wonderful standards. Two of which he always mentioned very clearly is cleanliness and punctuality. And that has been followed very nicely. And when the deity was installed, Radharaman Dev, there was a lamp which they lit that time, which the rule is that it has to be lit constantly. So last 459 years, from 1552 onwards till today, there is a lamp burning inside the Garbhagriha. And the suit, the black suit which comes, with that only the Goswamis put their straight line tilak. If you see them, they put a straight line black tilak with a nice dot under that. And that is only from that suit. And only the Goswamis who are allowed to worship Radharaman Dev, they have access to that black suit which comes from the lamp. And they will apply that. Rest will buy some kajal from market and will put relatives and maternal and paternal relatives. But the Goswamis will only put from that. And the deity, there are 40 families of Radharaman Dev. And they have the right of their worship of Radharaman Dev. From half a day to several days it comes, turn by turn. And there's a big committee there. Most of the Goswamis, they stay in the campus called Radharaman Ghira. You know, it's a big area in between the temple is there. And there are many beautiful houses made of stone carved stone. And they have their turn by turn worship. And all the jewelries, some of them are gold, some of them are diamond, they have to hand over. And if you miss any jewelry, you have to replace it. So today the Goswami is, Padmanabha Goswami is very well known to us. His father Vishwambar Goswami, when he received the paraphernalia and we had to hand over, the golden murli was missing. So he told that I had to replace that golden murli of Krishna. There's a rule, everything has to be given, handed over. So it is very, very wonderful and meticulous. And our Goswamis, like Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj, and Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj's father, Thakur Bhakti Vinu, then his son, Bhakti Sadan Saraswati, they were very, very close with the Goswamis of Radharaman Dev. Today's generation is Padmanabha Goswami, who is very close to our Guru Maharaj and to many devotees of ISKCON. Also, he knew Prabhupada. And Prabhupada would regularly visit in his house and stay there and have interactions. And his father, Vishwambar Goswami, would always receive Bhakti Sadan Saraswati and Thakur Bhakti Vinod. And his father was very close with Thakur Bhakti Vinod. Thakur Bhakti Vinod was very close with the grandfather of today's Goswami, that is Krishna Chandra Goswami. So you can see that there is a constant association of Radharaman Dev and the devotees of Radharaman Dev with our Sampradaya. And one time Bhakti Sudhan Saraswati was staying there and he was giving lecture at Lala Babu temple, and there was so much of stampede that everyone wanted to touch the feet of Bhakti Sudhan Saraswati Maharaj. That time his residence was Radharaman temple. Then the police came and requested, you have to release your feet now, otherwise people will not listen. And then he had to put his foot on the chair, on the table, and everybody took darshan of his feet and they went away. The residence was at Padmanabha Goswami's ancient house where Vishwambar Goswami was there at that time. Another connection to Radharaman temple is that now we have taken hospice land, and this land is on the Parikrama Road. It's around 200 years history we know. And the Goswamis of Radharaman Dev would regularly come there and perform their bhajan. It was their land. So whenever they would have time, free time from their services, turns, they would come and spend hours and hours and sometimes days together sitting under trees. So that land has got very, very beautiful teeth. When we received the land, it had 29 big trees which were minimum 80 years old trees of Kadamba and Neem and Tamal. Such huge trees we have not seen anywhere. And Tamal, such tall tamal, only I saw one time in Agradweep, very big tamal tree where Maharaj gave lecture under that. And after that I saw such big tamal trees in this land. And today also if you visit our hospice land, there are about at least 7 to 8 big tamal trees, huge like umbrella. You can sit under that with a great shadow. So they would worship over there. And then it was handed over to the sons and sons and sons. And Padmanabha Goswami narrated the whole story that how Radharaman Dev Goswamis were doing bhajan in this land, and that land was sold to us, and now today our hospice stands over there. So Padmanabh Goswami had come for inauguration, and he narrated the whole history that how Radharaman Dev is very, very close to all of us, very, very dear to our hearts. Our Gurudev mentions that if you have little time in Vrindavan, if you are on some trip and you have only few minutes that you are in Vrindavan, so what one should do? He said, you should go to Radharaman temple. Because our sampradaya has three main deities, Radha Madan Mohan, Govindji and Gopinath. Minimum we should worship them in that order. But if three temples are a little far from one another, it may take time. The rickshaw or motorcycle may not reach you there in time. So one should go to Radharaman temple and nicely observe the deities, very nicely, from lotus feet to the abdomen to the lotus face, and you will receive the benefit of taking darshan of all the three main deities of Vrindavan. But the speciality of Radharaman Dev is he is very, very small and is also a little far from our vision, and also in the higher platform inside a silver singhasan he is there. So many times you have to carry a durbin, binocular, to observe his beautiful form. And the Goswamis allow you to take photographs and everything, they are very kind. But you have to have a really good camera to really zoom and take the features. It's very difficult. So, and many times you have to stand for a long time to really appreciate the beautiful anklets and the beautiful ring on his toes and the nice bracelet and small arms like this. And it is also all features, like three bands are there, beautiful shining body and nice, small head is there, but there are so many varieties of turbans of different colors and different garlands are there on that. And nice peacock feather is there. I wish I could have shown you some slides today. But I am staying here. I didn't get all this material. But it's very, very beautiful deity to behold. You can see that. You can stand for hours together in Radharaman temple without getting bored, without feeling like going back. In Radharaman temple, what they do is, they whenever there is a Vaikalika Aarti or Uttapan Aarti or whatever aartis are going on, there is a bhav there that at this aarti time, the Lord is just coming back from pasturing. Or in the early morning, Mangal Aarti, he has just woken up from the bed. And then when Shringar Aarti, he has just taken bath and he has gone to Jamuna and he has played in Jamuna and he has come back and now he has taken some sweets and now he is sitting for darshan. And now he is getting ready to go for Gaucharan. And in the afternoon, he is in the forest of Vrindavan and he is taking food, Chak Leela is going on. And then again he comes from text rest and they wake him up in the afternoon, 4 o'clock. So they sing in classical ragas, very, very beautiful bhajans of, ancient bhajans. Very nicely they will play harmonium and sitar sometimes very, very beautiful violins, and nicely they will sing for hours together. They'll keep singing all those pastimes in beautiful ragas. And that will constantly go on. And sometimes some people will come and dance also. And so they will play flute also. Very beautifully they do. So very systematically and very deep in their bhav, they will sing to glorify the Lord, please Him as per the situation in the temple. They will have nice fawara, the fountain in the time of summer. Now if you go in the middle of the temple, there will be nice water will be sprinkling, creating cool breeze in the temple. Like that. And the holy time they will sprinkle the Lord with colors and now the temple will be filled with colors. Like that. So Radharaman temple is very, very dear to our hearts, and I would request all of you. It's a 459-year-old temple. It was before Lord was revealed himself a little bit away from the temple, and then the temple was built, very beautiful temple. So whenever you have time, you see that Radharaman Dev is eagerly waiting for all of us. And with, don't forget to offer a prayer, a spiritual desire. The Lord will definitely instantly fulfill. Yesterday's day, they do 1200 liters of milk abhishek to the Lord. And it is said that within few hours it gets spoiled because of the heat and time the Lord appeared in the middle of the summer. So within 2-3 hours, they have to distribute that 1200 liters of charanamrut to everybody in Vrindavan. So you can just go there. 9 o'clock it, abhishek starts. It takes 2 hours. And 11:30, everybody will get abundant of charanamrut. So we have attended many times and so many Goswamis are very friendly with us. So they give us nice mercy, special kullad prasadam there. That kullad prasadam, the recipe can be procured by anybody and can be made by anybody. But it will never taste like the kullad which tastes in Radharaman temple. The same kullad will be available in Banki Bihari's temple stalls and everywhere. And many, many temples will have same kind of kullads. But Radharaman's kullads are very unique. Only when Radharaman tastes them, they have the unique taste of his saliva and has very beautiful taste. And we without fail get those kullads and distribute them to devotees. So thank you very much. What we have to understand, what strikes me is that Gopalakatta Goswami had only 4 months of association of the Lord. And rest whole life was only separation. What a sampradaya we are, right? In the case of gopis, 1 decade of association and 1 century of separation. In Gopal Bhatta's case, only 4 months. Then he never saw the Lord. Am I right, Prabhuji? He could never get darshan of the Lord. He was only hankering. So somebody said that our sampradaya is a very revolutionary sampradaya. You cannot, the highest of all positions is that you don't expect anything. You may get crushed, you may get ruined, you may get destroyed, or you may get an embrace, or you may get a merciful glance. Nothing is guaranteed, but you have to go on doing what is expected from you to keep doing. So this is the most wonderful, that's why the highest of all achievement is awarded by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through the examples of all the Goswamis, and Lord Krishna himself through examples of all the Gopis, Lord Ramchandra through all the Ayodhya Vasis, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through all Navadvip Vasis, explained us that association is very important of the Lord, but more than association, serving in separation is the most important thing. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami served before the Shaligram Shilas, and then Radharamanji in the same mood, remembering Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Is there time for questions? Yes, Prabhuji? I think time is up. Thank you. Radharaman Dev Bhagavan ki. Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki. Thai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much.